Well, there's a not technical, I would say, but common names for those.
Oh yeah. What is that term?
It's not very technical. No. It's not like a Latin word or anything.
No. I'm sorry.
A freestone?
Yes, a freestone.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it sounds exactly right. That's what it is.
And what's the opposite of that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a cling peach?
I have, but I didn't know what it was.
I didn't either until I did the survey.
Yeah, that's interesting. Certainly, I'm always happy to learn something, especially about words.
Instead of jam, you might spread what on bread?
Oh, well, you can spread jelly, and you can spread marmalade, and you can spread preserves, and of course, honey, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've thought of all
that's
the
good
words.
Uh-huh. Out in the forest, little things that look like umbrellas, they're called?
Mushrooms?
And the inedible ones are called?
I don't know.
You just call them?
Just call them mushrooms.
The ones that you can't eat, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just
non-edible. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dried meat is called?
Sorry.
How about chipped beef? Is that a little bit different from dried meat? Have you ever seen chipped beef?
Oh, yes, yes. I used to buy.
What
well,
is
I would make cream chipped beef.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, though, what I used, I'd get this wafer-thin slices of beef
mm-hmm.
and then cut it with a... There is a term, but I can't think of it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Some people say jerky for the
yes,
dried meat.
Yes, jerky. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see if that's, you know, how it's different from chipped beef.
Uh-huh. Well, in my opinion, there is a difference. I don't know that I can describe it. Jerky usually comes in kind of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I think long and thin, I want to think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Chipped beef, I don't know really. As I say, when I used to make cream chipped beef, I would buy that. I never bought chipped beef. Is it available in that form?
Somebody told me that you could get it in a jar, maybe.
Oh. That's possible.
And that it's like partially dried out, but it's not.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
A fat pork that's cured in brine. I've heard that you add this to beans.
And to,
mm-hmm.
yeah, salt
mm-hmm.
pork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog that's packed in a casing.
I don't know.
How about head cheese?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I never knew what head cheese was.
I don't know either.
Uh-uh. Okay. If you wanted to, you had a liquid and you had something solid floating around, but you wanted to get the solids out, you have to do what to the liquid? You have to put the liquid through something, and that's called?
Oh, a strainer?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And thin milk is called?
Pardon me?
Thin milk.
Thin?
Uh-huh.
Skim?
Yeah, you could call it skim.
Uh-huh.
Is that different from Blue John?
I don't know Blue John. I don't know the word.
It's a Texas term, and it refers evidently to the milk, the thinnest watered-down milk. I mean, it's so thin that who'd want to even drink it.
Okay.
But it's made from Holsteins.
Hmm. And it's a Texas term.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we're so far west.
Yeah.
Here, and we're more like New Mexico, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think your research will show you that mm-hmm. in time. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Milk that's just beginning to turn is called.
Well, I guess sour.
Okay.